Poor rains induced by the El Nino weather phenomenon have hampered food production, and diminishing reserves have left many people in rural parts of Zimbabwe short of essential supplies. In an interview with AFP, UNICEF representative in Zimbabwe, Jane Muita, says an estimated 50,000 children are in need of food assistance, with 33,000 needing treatment for acute malnutrition. Muita says such level of malnutrition has not been seen in Zimbabwe for many years.
More than 15 years, this is the first time that we are seeing like this kind of thing, especially the condition of malnutrition that we are seeing in children. It has not been seen before in this country.
Muita says their research has mostly been confined to the rural areas in all 10 provinces, but indications are there is need for research in urban areas as well.
We don't have any assessment that was done in urban areas, and in fact, at the moment, we are thinking that it is important to also look at the urban areas.
To help alleviate the situation, UNICEF is requesting $21 million in aid. This comes in the wake of other requests from donors, including the WFP, or World Food Programme, to alleviate hunger. Muita says severe acute malnutrition is dangerous for children.
Malnutrition is a very dangerous condition for children to have. Specifically, in the age before they reach the age of 2. We are talking about under 5 malnutrition, and at this moment we are talking about acute malnutrition, which we can deal with, and by feeding children, by making sure that they are not suffering from diarrhea.
One of the long-term effects of malnutrition, explains Muita, is stunting, which she says affects 28% of Zimbabwe's children.
Stunting is a condition that is chronic form of malnutrition, but has the biggest impact before the age of 2. If we don't intervene before the age of 2, they live with that problem. So they are stunted, but not only are they stunted, but there are other impacts of malnutrition that are lifelong, including intelligence, their performance in school is affected, and they are also prone to death from other illnesses.
In acknowledgement of the severe food shortage in the country, the government recently declared a state of disaster and has appealed for food aid. An estimated 4 million people need food assistance. Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie.